Hello, and welcome to the Foxworthy Podcast. This is our second episode of the week. We're going to do a quick take on FX's new comedy, Baskets. I'm here with Taylor Gaines, my co-host.
Hello.
And I think Taylor had some things that he wanted to talk about this show and how we felt about it. So far, the only episode available is the pilot episode, which is called Renoir. Tell us a little bit about what the show is about and who's in it and all that fun stuff. All
right, let's call this Zach Galifianakis's passion project, at least. He's got this show on FX. I believe it's 11 episodes they made.
I actually
or in
don't
production,
know.
I'm not sure. I think it's 11, but
tells me how much I prepare.
Basically, it's a show about a man named Chip Baskets, who, that's his real name.
Yeah.
Or at least that's the character's real name.
Right.
So he wants to be a clown. And the show opens with him in a French school for clowns. The problem being that
he doesn't speak French.
The classes are in French, and he does not speak French. And Chip Baskets is played by Zach Galifianakis. Not to spoil too much, but basically he has to go back to America to pursue his clowning dreams. which is where you meet in a variety of ways his twin brother, also played by Zach Galifianakis, Dale Baskets, Chip and Dale, an insurance agent named Martha, who is played by a woman named Martha Kelly, who I understand is a longtime friend of Galifianakis and a stand-up herself. It's like her acting debut or something like that.
The show's like produced by Zach Galifianakis and Louis C.K., right?
And
Louis C.K.
Co-wrote the first episode.
Co-wrote the first episode, obviously has a relationship with FX. He has, you know, his show Louis, and he's producing another show.
And I'd say the only other main character we're sort of introduced to in the first episode is Mrs. Baskets. Chip Baskets' mother, played by Louis Anderson, interestingly.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that yet as, like, a thing or as a performance, but, like,
I think he's just a man. I think so far we're just supposed to take it as a man playing a woman.
Like, we're supposed to believe she's a woman.
Yeah.
Or it's not supposed to be anything weird like that. But
he's funny.
Yeah, he is funny. So, basically, to sum up the show in a sentence, it's just this sad journey of Chip Baskets the clown.
Yeah.
Trying to achieve his dreams, and it is sad, and it's also compelling. Like, we'll get into this in a second. I won't give away the farm, but, like, it's, like, fairly striking visually, and, like, Galifianakis' performance is somehow really emotional and tender, and, like, it's also funny. It was just a really strong, like, it was a really strong opening episode, I thought, just kind of be like, hey, here's what this show is, and we did it the way we wanted to, and you decide if you want to keep watching or not. I don't know. Give me real quick, like, what did you think of this first episode? I know you liked it also.
I really liked it, actually. I wasn't sure because I had seen sort of critics on Twitter being like, I think I like it, but I'm kind of like maybe not so sure. And I thought the promos for this show were funny, so I was kind of at least like interested in it. But, you know, obviously Galifianakis' brand of humor is very specific, and I think that's one of the strengths of this show from what I can tell so far. I mean, based on just this first episode, I'm definitely willing to give it at least, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of just, you know, checking in with it and seeing. I thought it was really funny. I enjoyed it a lot. I laughed several times and thought that a lot of the jokes and gags were really just clever. And he has a very unique style of delivering jokes that I've always just appreciated. I mean, the Hangover movies aren't necessarily like masterpieces, but he is incredibly funny in them. Like, he's just, his brand of humor is just really funny. Like, everything he does is hilarious.
There's an underrated movie called Due Date with him and Robert Downey Jr.
I enjoyed that too,
which
actually
I really enjoy. But I do think, at the very least, like, the comic set pieces and the way the story was told in the pilot episode was really efficient and really just well executed. Like, it was really, even if you were like, man, I don't really think this is funny, like, it would be hard to argue that they, like, pick up the set of the pieces and knock them over really efficiently.
Right.
How would you describe Zach Galifianakis' style of humor?
I mean, I definitely feel like he relies on sort of there's a randomness to it. Like, there's always just, he always has a way of being in a situation and saying something or making a joke that doesn't really relate to the situation at all, but is somehow still just very effective at being hilarious. That's the best way I can describe it. It's sort of similar to, I mean, obviously there's a lot of broad humor in Anchorman, but a lot of the best jokes in Anchorman are them just yelling random things that are just they're funny phrases and things that don't really have to do with anything. And that kind of humor is probably my favorite kind, where it's just sort of, it's random. Like, it doesn't really make any sense, but that's what's so great about it, is it just kind of, it hits you and you're like, that's funny. I don't even know what it means, but it's funny.
I mean, there's a lot of broad humor in Baskets, too.
I mean, yeah. I think we were talking about this before we started recording, with, like, the part where he's, like, walking and the pants, his pants fall down and he trips and, like...
It's
broad, but it's funny.
It's all over the place, though. The way it's delivered,
it's funny.
There's some jokes, like, that take a couple seconds to either sink in or to, like, be like, wait, what was that referencing? And you're like, oh, yeah, that is funny. Like, there's a joke about Lee Greenwood, who's, like, known for some performance of God Bless America or something, where, like... you have to, like, sort of have this background knowledge. I don't know. I won't get... Basically, the humor is funny in a lot of different ways. But that doesn't... I don't think that necessarily means people will like this show, because it's, like...
Right.
It reminds me... And we'll talk about this in a minute, I think. It reminds me of Louis' show on FX, which is just called Louis.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, oddly specific and dark and emotional, but also sort of funny and, like, raw. Right. Like, it's just... This very, I mean, I was thinking of this, I don't know if accurate at all, but, like, I was watching it and thinking, like, oh, man, I wonder if Galifianakis is sort of writing himself as a clown with this emotional, complex side just because he's, like, sick of being cast as the clown, like, the person that you think of when you think of the Hangover movies. Mm-hmm. And he wants to, like, prove he has this other side or whatever. I mean, we've seen Birdman. He plays a serious person in Birdman. Like, I don't know how much of his personality is invested in this, but, like...
It's interesting that you say that, because I feel as though he makes talk show appearances, and we never really see him, like, as himself. Like, he's always putting on a performance. Like, I don't think I've ever actually seen him give an interview or sort of be himself or sort of come out of his, like, comedy shell and be, like, a real person and, like, give, like, a real opinion or talk about something in, like, a real, like, serious or genuine way. I feel like he's always keeping up the facade because that's just what he likes to do. I don't feel like I know that much about him as a person, like, as a performer. I just know, you know, like, his brand of humor.
Yeah, I mean, when I try to think of what I imagine he's like, I don't, this is a stupid thing to say, but I think more of Baskets and Birdman than I do of anything else.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I imagine that's more the person that he is. But, like, obviously they're all performances, and even, like, his, like you're saying, his talk show appearances are often performances, too. But sort of disregarding the sort of opaque figure that he might be, what do you make of this sort of... No, I guess no one really knows how FX is doing financially, but, like, they now have this and Louis, which are both super specific emotional comedy style shows.
Sort of,
like,
auteur-driven comedy, where it's sort of a specific point of view of mostly... I mean, you can assume that it's mostly one person. I mean, there are other writers and producers, but it seems like
I think the other key figure to mention in this show is a guy named Jonathan Kreisel, who is probably most well-known for, like, his involvement with the Tim and Eric
thing
back a few years ago.
Which is also, Galifianakis has been on that show
right.
a ton and delivers his sort of unique brand of humor, and it kind of fits in with the weirdness of what they do on Tim and Eric.
But yeah, do you think FX is the place for weird, like, specific emotional comedy? I mean, even You're the Worst is, like, not really a popular thing.
No, and it's specific, and I think that that's, you know, we've done a few different podcast episodes about, you know, comedy and the honesty of comedy and, you know, what comedies are trying to do in the current television landscape. And I do think that, I guess I would say maybe other than HBO, there's no other network or, you know, cable or streaming service or what have you that has this much specificity in its comedy programming. I mean, there's Louis on FX, there's You're the Worst. I mean, technically that's FXX, but it's still, you know, same idea. And I mean, it's driven, from what I can tell, like, it's driven by one voice and one person. You know, he stars in it, he produces it, he, you know, co-writes it with other people, but it seems like it's very much something the creative control is in his hands, just as it is, you know, Louis C.K. can do whatever he wants with Louis. Like, no one comes and says, oh, you have to cut that out, or, oh, this is, we don't like this joke, or, oh, no one is in there getting their hands in it and kind of making it what they want it to be.
He can even do it whenever he wants, because as far as we know, he's not even working on a new season right now.
Yeah. It may be over.
Yeah, it could be.
It may be over, or it's gonna come in 3 years when he's like, oh yeah, I got some stuff I want to do for another season.
So, just to kind of wrap up on this show, like, what, I mean, we've talked about the style of humor and whatever, but, like, what do you think is a good reference point for people to know whether they would enjoy this or not? Like, what do you think is a good...
I do think, we've already kind of mentioned this, but I do think that if you know what Galifianakis's thing is, what his type of humor is, and you like that, and you can tap into that, and you find it entertaining and enjoyable, you'll definitely like this.
Like Between Two Ferns.
Yeah, I mean, Between Two Ferns, that sort of, he always kind of delivers things with, like, a serious face. Like, he never seems like he's having a good time. Does that make sense?
It's like he's
saying something funny, but he's always, like, saying it with the most, like, serious and like genuine demeanor, and he's just straightforward with it, even though it's whatever he's saying is like completely ridiculous or hilarious.
It's the beard and the hair, man.
Like, I won't spoil it. I won't spoil it because it's a really funny scene, but you should watch the pilot just for the scene where he is ordering a beverage at a drive-thru, and that's all I will say about that, because it's particularly great.
That scene's probably a good litmus test for if you'll enjoy the show or not, too.
For sure.
So yeah, I mean, Baskets, we're recording on a Thursday, so I believe the second episode is airing tonight.
Thursdays at 10.
By the time you hear this, it'll be, the second episode will have aired. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting, and I'm definitely going to watch more. I guess, who knows how FX is doing financially, but I'm assuming American Horror Story is still cashing the checks for them right now.
Sons of Anarchy hasn't been off the air that long.
Right.
And that was like their last big mega hit that a lot of people watched.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. They've already got, I can confirm at least, based off IMDb, which is notoriously unreliable, that there are at least 10 or 11 episodes. Who knows? I'm not going to start saying how many of anything there is after our Angie Tribeca
snafu
nightmare, which we're not the only ones apparently, but I'm not going to get into that. Yeah, so that's pretty much all we got.
I enjoyed this. I think this one is worth at least, you know, check in with the pilot, maybe wait a few weeks and see how it develops in the next couple weeks, these first few episodes. But I'm in so far. I'm enjoying it. I think that's going to do it for us here at the Foxworthy Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week. I don't think we've figured out what we're going to talk about next week, so it'll be a mystery.
We'll see.
It'll be a surprise.
But I've got a column coming next week, Tuesday, February 2nd, about Man in the High Castle.
That's going to be on GainesvilleScene.com on Tuesday. The column is called Hidden in Plain View, and you can follow me on Twitter at FoxBJ_88. You can follow Taylor on Twitter at Gaines Taylor, and you can follow the podcast at Foxworthy Pod. Foxworthy spelled FAUXWORTHY.
And remember, if you're listening on iTunes, just go on there, hit the little review button, give us like whatever, 1 to 5 stars, whatever you feel like.
1 or 5 or write, something in the middle.
Write like a really great constructive thing, or even just write like good or sucks and just hit enter, and there you go.
Yeah, we would appreciate the feedback. Thank you very much. Check us out on iTunes. You can stream us. You can download us. We will be back next week. Thank you.
See ya.